This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As of a couple of weeks ago, according to the United States Department of Energy, there were 374 million barrels of crude oil in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That is, give or take, 180 million barrels less than the SPR held 6 months ago when the White House started selling off crude to deal with those high prices we were having after Russia invaded Ukraine. The catch, of course, is that now the Biden administration needs to start filling up the SPR again, which the Department of Energy is getting ready to do. How? Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that one.
There's less oil in the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve right now than at any point since 1984. Clark Williams Derry, an analyst with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, says a move to refill the SPR now makes sense.
One of the big reasons that the Biden administration is filling up the SPR now is that prices are lower.
A barrel of U.S. oil costs just less than $80 today, down from $120 in June. Williams Derry says there is a shift underway in how the U.S. government wants to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
The SPR is increasingly being used not just as an emergency measure, but also just kind of as a price management tool.
There are 200 million barrels fewer in the reserve than a year ago, and the administration will start to replenish it with just 3 million barrels initially, which will serve as a test of sorts, according to Bob McNally, founder and president of Rapidan Energy Group. He says the Department of Energy is trying out a new approach, allowing it to lock in a price up front as it seeks to replenish the reserve. That's a way to support oil prices by creating a price floor.
They're hoping U.S. oil drillers, oil executives, will say, you know what? I'm feeling pretty confident that we're not going to see a price collapse below 70.
Companies have until next week to submit bids to help restock the reserve at a target price of $67 to $72 per barrel. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.